this starts the festivities of the home portion of your scheduling program for the year for your Houston Astros. But, boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of people, I know people were disappointed they didn't sweep the Rangers, but the Astros with one hell of an opening weekend in Arlington, doing what they need to do to that team from up there. Three out of four.
I'll take it. I'll take it every time.
Keuchel pitched well enough to win, only giving up three runs in the game that they lost. But overall, you got. I mean, look, Gattis is even hitting the ball right off the start. But from the jump, Correa, Altuve. I mean, what are they? Four hit games, multi hit games. Both guys were getting four hit games. Just crazy things already from this Astros team.
Yeah, it is. It's obviously early, and even if they would have came back and lost three out of four, you certainly aren't going to panic, nor do I think the Rangers will. You can tell, though, the Rangers, their weakness all year is going to be that bullpen. That's going to give them fits all year. They're going to have to get better in the pen if they're going to compete in this division at all with the Angels or with the Astros. But, yeah, man, I tell you what, I was really wanting to see what Gerrit Cole was able to do. You kind of knew what you were going to get from Lance McCullers. Keuchel, I think, was, you know, like you said, it wasn't a great game by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't bad. You know Keuchel's going to settle down a little bit. I kept worrying about the fact that with Keuchel a couple of years ago when he struggled, it was that big blow-up inning. And you could kind of see, man, I wonder if that's going to happen again. Didn't have to worry about it. But the big thing for me was seeing what Gerrit Cole was going to bring to this rotation, to this pitching staff, and to see him get out there, hit 97, consistently hitting 97, striking guys out. Man, what an added bonus that is to this team.
And he was going higher than 97, and that was in the middle innings, I believe. But the big thing to me was he got off to a bad start. You know, his bugaboo had been giving up the long ball, and right off the jump, he gives up a long ball, and everybody's like, uh-oh, here we go again. Boy, talk about settling in. What do you have, 11 strikeouts? Like you said, the velocity was top-notch. The double play ball was clutch that Altuve and Correa turned in just beautiful middle infield all-star-like fashion. But overall, you can't – you know, obviously the sweep's the only thing that would have been better. But the way they came out right out of the gates and took care of business shows you this team is not having any kind of complacency or hangover from the World Series championship. They are ready to go.
I was thinking about this when I was watching Gerrit Cole go seven innings. And if you looked at what each starter did, so Verlander sets the tone. He goes six innings, no earned runs, five Ks, right? Keuchel comes out. He puts in six innings, gives up the three earned runs, but he does go at least six innings, which is good. You need that. I think 6-3 is a quality start, if I'm not mistaken, so that's fine. Not a bad outing. And then McCullers goes 5 1/3, two earned runs. So I'm watching that thinking, I wonder if these guys are going to be competing. I wonder if they're like, hey, you know what? You're the first guy to not go five innings or the first guy to not go six innings. Why don't you got to hold up your end of this rotation? So you got a guy out there in Cole that says, you know what? I'll see you guys. I'll see your six innings. I'm going to go seven, get 11 strikeouts, beat that.
Now, that's the kind of thing the Braves used to do back in the day
when
you had Smoltz and you had Maddux and you had Glavine. Those guys would golf together on off days when it wasn't their turn on the bump. And that's the kind of thing that they had. If you build that kind of camaraderie, and like we've talked about, with this kind of rotation, with that much talent in it, when Charlie Morton is your fifth starter, man, and they're rewarding him by pitching at home for the way he pitched in last year's World Series, and you realize how well he pitches in that building and how well he pitched in the postseason, this team is for real. And for all the hype machine that is the national media and the Yankees this and you know and all the other teams that, look, the Indians struggle in Seattle. The Yankees struggle in Toronto. You know what? We said all along the Yankees are going to have pitching issues, as well as the Stanton and Judge got off to that start so everybody could even get the hype machine geared up that much more in the opening day. Since then, they were like 1-15. They're struggling. Everybody's kind of taking a step back and going, you know what's the consistent in all this? The Astros did get better. And guess what? Yeah. From the start, they came out ready to play. They're not relaxed. They're not just letting it come to them or expecting everything to come their way. They're making things happen. They got players, and that's why for this city, this town, with everything they've been through, that's why it's just another huge shot in the arm to know that they're going to be playing here all summer long.
And outside of Giles and his little one-inning, one-earned-run issue on opening day, the bullpen – has done pretty well. Smith had his blow up, gave up the two earned runs. I'm not worried about Joe Smith. I think he'll be fine. But, I mean, everybody has done what they're supposed to do in on this team through four games. So that's good. They've come out, you know, I mean, obviously it's four games, but hopefully they don't get off to a horrendous start like they did a couple of years ago in April. They get off to that hot start. It looks like they have. I mean, you got to be happy.
I love the fact, too, that Hinch actually tried to use a lot of the guys in the pen, including the two new guys in the game that they were behind, just to kind of knock off the rust, get the jitters out of the way. Yeah, Smith knows the American League and all that, but look, let's get them settled in, too, so that they're ready to go. This is a big series, by the way, because Baltimore's no slouch.